Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is going to be brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebwing, member FDIC, and by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford here in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. A single vehicle crash in Huron County resulted in disabling damage to an SUV, but no reported serious injuries. The incident occurred on January 22nd at approximately 6:17 p.m. on a non-freeway straight roadway in Rubicon Township, with conditions described as dark and unlighted and the road surface is icy. The report indicates a 2023 blue Chevrolet Blazer was traveling southbound, ran off the right side of the roadway, and struck a tree, causing disabling damage to the vehicle's front left area. The driver was listed as using a shoulder and lap belt, was not ejected, and airbags did not deploy. The crash narrative notes the driver sped too fast for conditions. Eastern Huron Ambulance Service responded to the scene, and the vehicle was towed from the site. No other vehicles or passengers were involved. Proposed recall sponsor Deb Mendrick turned in recall petition signatures to recall some Elmwood Township Board of Trustees. Mendrick gathered signatures for Rochelle Brown, who is a township trustee, and petitions for Pam Brinkman, who is a township clerk. Although petitioners only had to gather 120 signatures to move the proposed call to an election, more than 60 extra signatures were collected in case some didn't pass inspection. On the petition to recall Brown, approximately 184 signatures were submitted. On the proposed petition to recall Brinkman, approximately 185 signatures were submitted. Also, recall sponsor Bunny Porter turned in a proposed recall petition for Evan Laurie, who is a township trustee. There were approximately 183 signatures on his petition, which exceeded the required 120. The Tuscola County Clerk's Office will now begin the review process to determine if enough qualifying signatures have been collected to trigger a recall election for the positions, according to the County Clerk Jody Fetting. If more than 120 signatures are verified, the recall issue will be on the May election ballot. On Thursday, Janelle Amber Furtado has entered a no-contest plea in a case of malicious destruction of personal property. The charge stems from an August 2025 incident in Colfax Township where a pickup truck was found with significant damage, including cut brake lines and flat tires. The court accepted Furtado's plea, placing her on non-reporting probation with a delayed sentence. She is ordered to pay $529 in fines, costs, and restitution by May 20th after a $350 bond was applied. Additionally, she must complete a Thinking Matters program by May 23rd. If all conditions are successfully met, the case will be dismissed by May 29th. Otherwise, she faces sentencing. We'll be right back.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
If you're looking for a great Ford lease and a dealership that treats you right, Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford is the place to go. Ortis Ford in Bad Axe is committed to clear communication, honest guidance, and helping you find the Ford that fits your life. Start with the 2025 Bronco Sport Big Bend with a trade-in or expiring lease. Drive one for only $339 a month for 36 months, $2,500 due at signing. Capability, comfort, and unmistakable Bronco style. Need more room? The 2025 Explorer is ready for family, work, and everything in between. Lease yours for 36 months for only $381 a month. With 2500 due assignment. Or take on any road with the full-size 2025 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4. Rugged, refined, and ready for adventure. Lease it for 36 months at just $429 a month with 2500 due assignment. At Joe Ricci's Ford of Ford, we make leasing simple. No pressure, no surprises, just friendly experts who care about getting you into the right Ford at the right payment. Offers valid until February 2nd, 2026. Stop in today or visit ortisford.com to get started. All leases plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offers require approval through Ford Credit using A-Plan price. At leases are 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. No security deposit required. See dealer for full details. Offers valid until February 2nd, 2026.
Samantha Schnettler, who is the executive director of the Economic Development Corporation of Sanilac and Huron Counties, announced three Sanilac County businesses received funding from the Eastern Michigan Small Business Network. From nearly four dozen applications, three businesses were selected to receive funding. The businesses that were selected were MTH Landscaping out of Sandusky, Tribune Recorder Leader Newspaper out of Sandusky, and the Lexington House Bed and Breakfast in Lexington. Some of the things the funding will allow the businesses to use the money for is to get new equipment or furnishings, software purchases or upgrades, and to do specialized consulting, services, and training. And thousands of Dow employees are expected to lose their jobs as the Midland-based chemical company looks to further streamline its operations and increase profitability. The company announced its plans to cut 4,500 jobs in a news release on Thursday. It's unclear how the cuts will affect Dow's Michigan workforce. The announcement comes as the company looks to increase its focus on the use of artificial intelligence and automation. Additionally, Dow plans to reset its cost structure and contemporize its customer service. The planned job cuts are also the latest for Dow, which announced plans to lay off 1,500 employees a year ago. The company has a total of about 34,000 employees globally. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC, and by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I do have two obituaries here to mention this morning. Donna Marie Sageman, 95 years old, passed away on January 30th. She was born December 16, 1930, in Brookfield Township. On October 17, 1953, she was united in marriage to Frank W. Sageman at the Owendale Community of Christ Church. Donna is survived by two sons, Richard and Ronald, and four grandchildren. Funeral service for Donna will be held at McAlpine Funeral Home on Thursday, February 5th at 11 a.m. Visitation will be Wednesday, February 4th from 2 to 8 p.m. and visitation Thursday prior to the service at 10 a.m. Burial will take place in the spring. Memorials may go to the donor's choice. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Madison Jean Haleski, 26 years old of Saginaw, passed away unexpectedly on January 29th. Maddie was born on February 8, 1999 in Bad Axe. Maddie is survived by her mother Lynn, her father Leonard, sisters Amanda and Jamie, two nephews, grandparents Anthony and Jean, aunts and uncles, and many cousins. She was preceded in death by her grandparents Stanley and Dorothy. Mass of Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, February 4th at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church at 11:30 a.m. Visitation with the family will be on Tuesday, February 3rd from 2 to 7 at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe, and also at the church on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton in Maddie's name. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.